Without hesitation, the guy that dominates professional bass fishing right now is Kevin Van Dam. And Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be back on.
Well, I guess I have to ask you, you know, you've dominated this sport for quite a while, number one ranked angler for a lot of years, and right now in the hunt for that again at Bass Fan. But there's been some things, you know, I've been curious about this Biosonics unit. You've used it, you know, since you've won the Classic, and you've used it religiously. And I'm really that curious about how much you think that thing really plays into your success.
Well, you know, as a competitive angler, you know, you're always looking for an edge or, you know, a secret bait or something, a new technique, anything like that that can help you and, you know, and give you something over the competition. And the BSX unit is exactly that. And, that, you know, I'm real skeptical about new things, new lures, new techniques, new, you know, technology. And I have to see it to believe it. And I decided to try one because, you know, there's no doubt that sound is a really important part of fishing, you know, of bass fishing. I mean, they use it to feed as much as any of their other senses, if not more. So I was quite intrigued by it, so I decided to start experimenting with it. And, you know, since I've been using it full time, I've seen some amazing things with it. You know, I mean, I guess the first events where I started using it was in the Elite Series last year. And, you know, there's no question when I used it at Louisville, that first event, I was just sold. I mean, let me just tell you a quick story that I saw on the water, because I've just seen so many things, so many instances where I've seen it activate the fish or create, you know, the bass to come schooling. But I was on a deep, like an old roadbed in practice at Louisville, and that lake is full of shad. It's in the heat of the summer where the activity levels are real high, and there's a lot of white bass in there too. And I graphed this thing, and I saw that there was a bunch of bait down there on the bottom of it, out on the end of it, and it's real deep, about, you know, 20 foot, probably the shallowest spot on it. And as I was going over the top of it, I saw these bigger fish kind of off to the sides of them and around them, and I thought, gosh, I wonder if those are bass. So I dropped a buoy on the end of it, dropped my trolling motor with, you know, the speaker for the Biosonics unit on it, and started running it, and I started fishing there. I was throwing a real big spinner bait and a big crank bait. And as I was sitting there, I could just, you know, the unit's running, I could see these fish start to come off the bottom. The bait came off the bottom, and the fish started to come up. I watched them come right up off the bottom. And within less than 5 minute period, I've got about 2 acres of white bass busting shad all around the boat, with my boat being the center of the circle. And I mean, they're hitting shad so hard and busting them so hard, they're banging them off the side of my boat. They're running into my boat eating the shad. I mean, it's all around that speaker. And the program I was running was a real active shad pattern, you know, with the sound of bass attacking shad. And there's no doubt in my mind that the bait was there, those fish were down there, and all of a sudden, you know, it just, that sound just triggered that whole school into a feeding frenzy. And I mean, I did it like 4 times at Louisville like that. And those were white bass, they weren't largemouth. But, you know, it's the same, you know, any predator that feeds on bait fish is going to go after this. I mean, I've seen it as you come up to a lay down, you know, and I've got it running, a bass will just come out just busting, you know, bait fish in front of it. So it's just too many times for me that it's to be a coincidence where I'm going down the bank or I'm fishing and a bass comes up chasing, or a small school of fish comes up chasing, because it's never 100 yards away. It's always like a short cast away. I mean, you know, it's right in that zone where they're hearing that sound. Everything is there, present for me. There's, you know, there's bass sitting by the cover. There's some bait around. They just need something to trigger them to get that excitement level. And as you know, when they get active and they start chasing bait, all you got to do is put something in front of them, and you're going to catch them.
Well, Kevin, I got to tell you, all of us that know you think we think you can catch a fish in a bucket, and it's one of those situations where you go out here now and you've got an added advantage, it sounds like, and it has to be, you know, from a psychological standpoint, it has to be something that makes you feel pretty good that you've got that with you.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, like I say, it's not magic. You don't just go and turn it on out in the center of the lake and they just come up busting all around you. You know, they've got to be there. And, you know, it's something that you have to learn to use, you know. I mean, it's just like fishing techniques. You got to run sound programs that match the conditions that you're in. You know, I mean, I've learned a lot about it since I've started using it, that, you know, that in dirty water, I'm going to run different patterns than in clear water. In cold water, it's different than in hot water, you know, and in different forage bases too. You know, when you're fishing, someplace that's more shiners and brim, I'm going to run different bait fish patterns there too. So I've learned a lot about it, to really maximize it for the conditions, but it's one of those things that I know that, on most days, it's going to get me an extra few bites. You know, I mean, it makes those fish more active, makes them easier to bite, or it makes them extremely aggressive. You know, I mean, it's a pretty amazing tool. It's something that, I wish most of the other anglers weren't using, but I can tell you that a lot of the pros on the tour, and they're not sponsored by Biosonics. A lot of the pros on the tour have went out and bought those units and are using them on their own. So,
well, I got, you know, the question that comes next is do you think this thing will be outlawed? You know, like the AquaView camera and some of the things like that. Do you think this thing could be something that gives you such an advantage that it may be outlawed?
Well, it came real close to it already. Bass, you know, they banned it from the use in the Classic, and the reasoning why, I mean, they lumped it with some other things, you know, the hydraulics and the cameras and stuff like that. So, you know, guys couldn't hold their boat sight fishing and they couldn't see underwater and stuff, because the Classic, they want to kind of keep everybody together. And, you know, I thought they were going to try to do it for the regular events. And if they were going to do that, then I'm going to say, hey, well, then nobody can have a rattling jig. You know, I mean, we can't use any lures that have any sound at all or anything. So, it doesn't just automatically mean you're going to catch a bunch of fish. You got to know how to use it. You got to have it programmed really for the conditions, but there's no doubt in my mind that it makes a difference in my fishing. You know, I know I'm going to get, a few extra bites a day, and sometimes a lot more than that by running it. So,
well, Kevin, you know, your year this year has been phenomenal in lieu of the fact that you got DQ at Santee, but you're still right up there in the points chase, and, you know, Classic, another one coming right around the corner again in a year, and you're going to be right there again, it looks like, right now.
Well, I've been working hard at it. I've had a couple of misfortunes that have kept me back a little bit, even since that the DQ at Santee. But I'm trying to fight through it. You know, it's one of those things that when you're fishing every week, every other week, like we are, it really helps you as an angler to stay in a rhythm. And if you kind of get out of sync a little bit, it's hard to pull back in. But I've had a couple of events where I've just had a few missed opportunities here and there that could have been a big difference in where I finished, and I know that's going to turn around. You know, I mean, I'm doing everything right. I've got all the right equipment. I know my rods, reels, lines, hooks, boat, electronics, Biosonics, all those things. I feel really good about how I'm fishing right now, and I'm just really looking forward to really bust it out here coming soon. Hopefully in this next week.
Well, you'll be at Kentucky Lake for that. I got to ask you a question that just drives me crazy, and one of them is that do you ever get in a funk? Does the number one ranked angler in the world, you know, the best angler we know, do you get in a funk ever?
I don't really believe in slumps or anything like that. That's all in people's minds. If you think you're in a slump, you're in one, and I've never been in that, but I have seen, and I feel like, you get in those little trends where things just don't go your way. I just call it unfortunate circumstances. And, you know, the last event at Grand Lake was one of those deals for me. Is, you know, the first day of the tournament, I had like 5 3-pound plus bass get off that I would normally never lose, you know, on techniques and lures that you just don't lose them on. And I didn't make any mistakes. My equipment was good. It was just one of those things where you just had one of those days. And the very next day, I had a similar experience. Not quite as bad, but same thing again. And when you get opportunities, it's so important to capitalize them at the elite level like that. And you'll go in a streak where you'll have two or three events where things just don't go your way, and then all of a sudden you turn it around, and that's how you put together, like I did last year, 3 wins in a row. You know, when things start falling into place.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Good luck at Kentucky Lake.
And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.